Yo,
you.
What's going on?
What up? What up?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll do the intro right now. I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony, and this is Digga and Two Guns News and Views. This is a couple days after Thanksgiving, or a few days after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
How was your Thanksgiving, by the way?
Pretty good.
Good, good. You went to Jamal's house, right?
Yeah.
Word, 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 word. And as you know, I worked, so.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. That's not a COVID cough, y'all. It's just, I was drinking water. But I wanted to do tonight's podcast basically to address our listeners, per se, about, you know, Talk Tuesday, which has become a popular segment with us. But what's bothering me about the whole Talk Tuesday shit is people will ask questions and then get mad at the answers that we give.
Mm-hmm. Like,
we were the one that came to them, you know, with their problems, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Talk Tuesday is completely voluntary. You don't have to ask a question if you don't want to. But when you do ask a question, you really can't get mad at Two Gun, myself, or any of the panelists on how we answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I was upset about it. And then you told me something that was like, the last phone call we had about a couple hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
You told me something that had me think. Because I'm not going to sit there and lie. I was upset. Because, you know, like, with the last show in particular, there was two situations that happened with the last show. The first situation was there was a situation that somebody talked about that mirrored a situation that I was going through at a point in time in my life. And the person that I went through the situation with was a little offended at the show, saying you were referring to, you know, me in a negative light, and I look like a bad guy, this, that, and the third. So, and at first I was just like, you know, there was no way I did. She said, you know, re-listen to the show. I happened to re-listen to the show. And what was said was, I said, I went through a very similar situation. The only thing that I embellished was she was in Hawaii for a week. Not a week and a half, a week. After I mentioned the situation and what happened, Two Gun said, my condolences, my G, so on and so on. You know, my condolences. After that, Mark says, I went through a situation and here's what happened. We deaded that conversation about the person in question. We didn't go on about it. So everything after, my brother said, I went through a situation where XYZ, the situation was deaded. So when Two Gun says, you know, the only way that, how'd you word it? Pimpin' Ken's words?
We'll let the hoe meet another hoe while she leaving out the door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Two Gun mentioned that. So I informed the person the day of doing the show, look, there's a situation we're about to talk about tonight that mirrors what we talked about. I didn't want her to, you know, be caught on the dead end. You know what I mean?
Because,
You know, she does listen to the podcast. Shout out to her, whatever, whatnot. But what got me mad was the next morning after she listened to the show, she sent me a text message about, you know, I wasn't this, I wasn't that, so on and so on. You just made me look like a bad guy. No, I did not. I'm going to go on the record and say, no, I didn't. Because the subject was deaded right after. Mm. Two Gun said, my condolences. If you listen to the playback, after we spoke on what we spoke about, we didn't bring you back up.
Mm-mm. So, and it was more so a general talk, and nobody did nothing. I didn't know nothing about the situation till afterwards. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm just giving my opinion on how I would have handled that situation. That ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
Because I'm a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Seclusive person. If something happens to me, you don't know until later.
Mm.
Like, I'll give you an example. When I was in New Jersey for the last several months in New Jersey, I was sleeping in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people didn't know that until I got back to South Carolina. So, and, you know, you get the phone calls and the messages, you know, why didn't you tell somebody? Why didn't you do this? Because it's nobody's business at the point, you know, at that point. Mm-hmm. So it was something that I was embarrassed about living in my car. And the whole situation that happened with this girl, I was sort of embarrassed about also. So why am I going to let people know what happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's that one situation. Situation number two happened this morning. I woke up to the person who had the question about, you know, living with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
They contacted me and was just like, yo, I don't like the way I was portrayed out on the show. You made me look like a simp. You know, I can't believe that you or your boys would even suggest what y'all suggest. Y'all don't know the situation, so on and so on. If we didn't know the situation and you explained everything in detail, coach us the right way.
Mm-hmm.
We can only read and see so much through what you see on these questions.
And once again, it doesn't have nothing to do about the person answering the question. It's our opinion on how we would handle it.
Exactly.
However you handle your shit, that's on you.
That's the point of Talk Tuesday. We aren't licensed therapists. We aren't psychologists. We're just two niggas with panelists with a podcast.
Mm.
When you ask us questions, we answer the questions to the best of our ability. So for you to get upset that the question wasn't answered in your way or the way you wanted to be answered, fuck you. I don't care if you're listening right now. But I got mad earlier, and like I said, Two Guns said, look, man, like, that's on them.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing our due diligence on our show. We're getting listeners. This is a popular segment. We can't let these outsiders or these sensitive motherfuckers dictate what we do. And he's right. Like, when I called Two Gun earlier, was I not upset?
Mm-hmm.
I was upset, man, because, like, you got to understand, we do this shit for y'all. Everything that we've done on the show, we do it A, because you guys want to see it, or B, because it's something that we enjoy doing. We enjoy answering your fucking questions. We enjoy being the voice of reason. We enjoy being the help. We enjoy that shit. But when you come at us fucking sideways, well, not Two Gun. Two Gun doesn't give a fuck.
No, not really.
But when you come at me sideways, just like, yo, like, I don't like how this is being done and shit, fuck you. I know it sounds like I'm being very passive aggressive or being very angry about this. But like I said, we do a service for you guys, not more so for us, but for you guys. And we do it because we love it. We love the interaction with our listeners. We love the interaction with people who hasn't heard our podcast before, who listened to it for the first time. We want to be like Seinfeld, where you can just listen to one episode and catch on to everything that we're doing. No running gags, no nothing. But some of you people just make this shit not fun. Like I said, Two Gun doesn't give a fuck. Either or. Two Gun's going to be Two Gun. Two Gun's going to answer the questions the way he's going to answer the questions, whether you like it or fucking not.
You can't get mad on somebody else's opinion.
Exactly.
That's the whole thing.
I'm going to be more so reserved in my answer because the thing about it is I want to be almost the psychological voice of reason on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where me and Two Gun fit. We're the yin and the yang. So where Two Gun is, you know, shoot first and ask question last, I'm going to calculate the situation and be like, okay, this is what I would have done, or this is my answer to it. But other than that, for those who listen to Talk Tuesday and enjoy the segment, like, I as a matter of fact, I was speaking to Double M the other day, because, you know, I asked Double M to be on the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Double M said his homegirl all the time is just like, yo, it's Talk Tuesday. We got to mm-hmm. listen. And when you hear shit like that, that motivates you to listen, man. Like, that motivation right there
mm-hmm.
goes a long way. just for people to be like, yo, talk Tuesday. Let's see what they're going to talk about today. And there are people who can't wait to ask questions. Throughout the course of a week, I get so many questions in the inbox. And you know what I tell them? Save it for talk Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Save it for Tuesday morning. So the fact that we're actually pissing people off and bringing joy at the same time shows that everybody can't be pleased. Shows that we're doing our due diligence. I feel like Red on the show because I'm long-winded as a bitch. Literally, I've been talking for like 10 minutes straight.
Well, you wanted to get it off your chest, right?
Yeah, I did want to get it off my chest. And like I said, we barely do shows on Sundays as it is. Because like, for the most part, Tuesday, we're good. Mm-hmm. We're good for the course of the week. And you know, like, it's enough to whet people's appetite because they don't want to miss anything. And sometimes, like, if we were doing shows like we were doing in the beginning, remember, we were doing shows like 4 or 5 times a week when we first started this. Now we're in a groove where everything is managing properly. And it's just great. I think one of the things that Two Gun gets joy out of, I can't speak for him, is when I tell him, hey, look, my homegirl or my homeboy listens to the show and you're one of, you know, the personalities that they like. Like, that right there motivates Two Gun more than anything. My motivation is every Wednesday, Thursday morning, or whenever y'all guys decide to do it, listening to your comments and your, you know, feedback on the show, or, you know, this person's good on the show, I don't think you should invite this person back and shit like that. That right there, that's motivation right there. So at the end of the day, going back to what Two Gun said on our earlier conversation, am I really going to let a fickle motherfucker dictate or say how I should be feeling about what we're doing and how we're doing things? I shouldn't. This is year number 4. 4 years down the book. And if you are around to do something for 4 years and still be successful at it and still be able to draw an audience, draw numbers and stuff like that, you're doing something right. So I refuse to let somebody who doesn't have a platform tell us what to do with ours. And I think I'm gonna step off my soapbox on that. I've been speaking for a long time. I was pissed. So
yeah, like,
oh, go ahead.
I say, like, just can't get mad over somebody else's opinion, especially if not the opinion that you wanted to hear or you thought you should hear.
So in closing, to Buddy Jit, who had the question and everything and got mad at the answer, if you did not want to hear what you heard, don't ask anything. Stay listening to the show. Stay, you know, just stay an observer or a listener of the podcast. Don't be somebody who's going to offer a question and get mad at the feedback. That shit makes no sense.
It doesn't.
To the female who got upset at the issue that I said mirrored our situation, I'm going to encourage you to listen to the show again. Listen to what was said. Listen to when the subject was dropped. Because you're wrong in that aspect. And you didn't get no wronger. And you actually had me believing, damn, maybe we actually did run her into the ground and make her like a bad person when we actually did not. And if you haven't listened to the podcast again and still want to harbor bad feelings on how everything should be, I've always been a straight shooter with you. I've always told you how I felt, when I felt it. And that's it. Now I'm telling you and the world how I feel. If you got a problem with that issue still and you didn't re-listen to it, I have nothing for you. And that's that.
Blame it on the rain that was known and falling.
No matter what you do, don't put the blame on you.
Blame it on the rain. Yeah, yeah.
That should be the title of this episode. Like, honestly, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna put this on the record. You got it, nigga. You have actually been hitting the last, I want to say, 10 episodes.
Why?
Like, your comedic timing is there. I'm not saying that it wasn't there before. Nigga, like, your comedic timing is on time every time.
Because I just, like, don't care no more. I just, you know, let it come out.
But did you care before when we were doing the podcast?
Well, you know, I was just a little bit more reserved.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I was like, eh, fuck it. I gotta be myself, for real.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not the fact that you weren't yourself at the beginning. You were just... I wouldn't even use the word reserved, because you've always said what you felt.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, I wouldn't even use standoffish. You were just... I guess waiting on your moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you already knew that you were on the all-star team, but you knew when to calculate your shots.
Yeah.
Now you're playing like a team captain.
Yeah, I just, you know, throw it out there. Whoever catch it.
Right. So, but, like, your comedic timing and, you know, like, everything has been on the last 10 episodes.
Well, you know, I just started talking how I talk in a regular conversation. That's what it is.
Right.
You know how my regular conversations are. I say how you know, I don't say shit to hurt nobody's feelings, but, you know, I will state my opinion.
Right. And when we were talking to old girl the other day, we'll say her name on Tuesday because she's going to be a guest. But when we talked to old girl the other day, it's just like how she was just like, okay, well, when is he going to say something about getting his dick sucked? Up, oh, there it is. You know? You know what I mean? Like, Two Gun now has his own quirk and everything.
Yeah.
So, and it's funny because Two Gun actually has his own platform that he hasn't had an episode on yet.
Yeah, never even put an episode on it yet.
Right. So, like, not only that, like, if anything was to happen between us, which it never will, Two Gun got his own platform, but man, like, I say kudos to you, man, because, like I said, the last 10 episodes, you've been on fucking point.
Well, I guess, too, because the last episode, 10 episodes, we've been just really talking. We really wasn't, like, you know, talking about music or nothing like that. It's
right,
just,
there was no real subject.
Yeah.
So in
we're just Tuesday, flowing.
And on Talk Tuesday, you can be as reckless as you want to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we got two.
And I like answering the questions too.
Right. And one of the things I already thanked the guest, but not a guest, but I already thanked the people that support us. Like, oh, man. It's a blessing to have listeners as loyal as we got. And to the new listeners, it's a blessing to have you jump on board. And for those who are backtracking episodes, for those who are, you know, like, leaving a kind comment saying, look, you guys are doing your thing, just keep on doing it, that means more to us than anything. Like, one of my things that Wednesday morning, me and Two Gun, we always, like, talk on the phone in the morning, right? Two Gun's first question always is, did anybody say anything about this episode? Or, you know what I mean? What were the comments like? And just, like, sharing that with him is so fucking dope, because we have, I wouldn't even say a following, because when you say following, it makes it sound like we're a cult. For those that have a fan base the way, and I can't even use the word fan base, because we don't look at you guys as fans. To have a family unit that we have is so fucking dope. For those who comment every week, for those who sit there and offer feedback every week, for those who know us personally and give us a text message, that was a dope episode, or Two Gun was on his shit this week, and shit like that. That right there is very, very beneficial. That right there keeps it going.
And anybody's welcome to be on the show. If they, you know, if they feel some type of way about anything, shit, ask to be on the show. You could say what you want to say. I'd say how you feel.
I want to invite Shorty to the show so she can get that shit off her.
She good.
We good. Two Gun says
yeah, she good. Good.
Two Gun says we good. We good.
Yeah.
It ain't that serious. It wasn't about you.
It was not sure as hell was.
So nobody like said, took. Nobody said nobody name. Like I said, I didn't even know about the shit till after. You know what I mean? After the shit was over.
I told you afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I said, that's how seclusive I am. Just that's it. So like I said, this is gonna be a short episode anyway. I just wanted to get that off our chest.
Mm-hmm.
Two Gun, you gonna close us out with a song?
Nah, I'm good. I can't think of one right now that's fitting for this show.
See, when you get put on the spot, when you get put
yeah.
On the spot. No, was that you that came in one episode singing? Or no, that was X Jack singing.
I've done it before.
I remember the first time I heard you sing on an episode is when I had to edit an episode because this is back when Anchor was fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone went out for some odd reason.
I just started singing. I was clearing up dead air.
Yeah. And I was just like, yo, I gotta keep this in the episode. Like, this is a classic. Like, but even, you know what's funny though? Remember how you spent about 20-30 minutes editing each episode?
Uh-huh.
I don't even edit this shit no more, dog.
Nah, you shouldn't. Like, cause, well, one, it don't be cutting off and messing up like that. Before, that shit was just was going over Anchor. They was having little technical difficulties for a little minute.
Right, right. But now they're good, so.
Yeah. It was, you know, how they was updating, then the update didn't change shit, and then
yeah. Oh, shit. Was, yo, Two Gun.
What?
If we're going to end the show soon, you know what just started playing on the radio?
What?
Razzmatazz by Quincy Jones, one of my favorite songs of all time.
Wow.
So, yeah, but again, to everybody that's been on Talk Tuesday, CL, Double M, Red, Mikey, shit, who else was on? Drew, Allen,
Jamal,
my sister, Rachel. Well, they were on a Sunday episode, but still, accordingly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
X-Jack was on the first Talk Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for everybody that's been on Talk Tuesday, thank you. For everybody who listens to the show, we thank you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For those who's had kind words and nice comments and shit, thank you. For those who actually got mad that we answered the question not the way they wanted to, thank you too. Because y'all asked the question. Y'all got mad at us, but thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all support the show without even realizing it. Other than that, I'm Digger Jones. That's Two Gun Tony. And this was Digger and Two Gun's News and Views. We have a short episode today. Closing statements, Two Gun.
Hello, my love. I heard a kiss from you. Red Magic Satin playing near, too. All through the morning rays I gaze, the sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind.
Oh, shit.
That's Razzmatazz?
Yeah. Actually, Quincy Jones, the dude, I don't mean to make the show last any longer. Quincy Jones, the dude, is in my top 10 favorite albums of all time, of all genres.
Mm.
Of all genres. I would even go as far to say it's in my top 5 of all time, all genres. And it was a very short listen. I think it was about 32 minutes long.
It was like 10 songs, right? Nine songs or something?
Nine songs. James Ingram had like... All right, so I want to say half the album was James Ingram, half the album was Patty Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dope CD.
What was the one he did after that?
The one he did after that was Back on the Block.
Yeah.
Back on the Block, because we really don't count the Color Purple soundtrack. So Back on the Block was his next album. And that won him Grammy for Album of the Year. Fun fact. But my closing statement, again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being supportive. Thank you guys for everything. I want to thank Two Gun because, like I said, a good show has a great host and a co-host. And Two Gun's not just the co-host. Two Gun is almost the heartbeat of the show. And that sounds weird. It's true.
It does.
Other than that, we can make it easy with a little bit of razzmatazz. Sing it. Let me turn that shit down before we get flagged.
For real.
This episode will get banned and never heard.
It's real. Like, you didn't have the authority to play yet.
For real. Other than that, seasonal depression is a real thing. Holiday depression is a real thing. Two Gun. Remember what we were talking about earlier?
What? Oh, shit.
We had a conversation about the whispers. We had a conversation about the whispers earlier, too.
Anyway, and the peak goes on.
Hey. But
anyway. What's their name? Scotty and Scotty? What is it?
Walter and Scotty.
Walter Scott Scott, right?
Yeah, his name was Scotty Scott.
Scott Scott.
Hey, Scott Scott.
I wonder if they still be touring though.
Yeah, they do.
I wonder if all the rest of who if everybody's still like original members.
No, Nicholas Caldwell died in, I want to say, 13.
Because I know, like, Force MD still be touring, and it's like this, not even the original members at all.
Well, all the four people left in the Whispers, they all tour, and it's the original members.
Mm.
Like I said, Nicholas Caldwell is the only one that passed, and that was my favorite member just because he looked so cool. He's the only one that had the mustache and beard.
Yeah, well, the Scotties, they had the mustache,
that thick ass fucking
that thick ass porno ass mustache.
But
like, damn, that's some 70s shit right there.
I'm trying to talk about seasonal depression and shit, but y'all heard the show. Y'all know how we ended.
Mm-hmm.
If you know somebody that, you know, is going through a hard time or could use the kind word, it takes 3 seconds to call or text somebody and ask them if they're good, because that goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that,
Scotty. I've been searching. Hi. Doom, 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 doom. I've been searching low.
Bop, 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 baby.
Can I dance with you? Love will see you through.
Okay.
Bop, 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 baby.
Next
Don't
episode,
forget my number.
Next episode, we're going to have the remaining member of Milli Vanilli.
Right. Love is stronger than thunder. Love will see you through.
Ladies and gentlemen, God bless and good night.
Peace.